All right, Echo, where are we?
We are at, the study center.
But it's 3:30 on a Saturday, so where are we?
In radio camp.
And who is your special guest sitting next to you there?
Kingston. From our book club.
Kingston, where do you go to school?
I used to go to Durham, now I'm going to Caro.
And did you used to go to Caro before you went to Durham?
Yeah.
It's funny that way there, isn't it?
Huh?
What grade are you in? Echo, you should be asking these questions.
What grade are you in?
I'm going into first. What grade are you in?
I'm going into third grade.
Whoa.
Kingston, have you ever been on the radio before?
Just once.
When was that, Echo?
Right now.
No.
It was another camp radio day.
Like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, right?
I think it was three, yeah.
You think it was three? You like making that loud noise, don't you, Echo? Yeah. That was loud.
No. It's hard.
Difficult.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, your goodness, indeed. So if Kingston has never been in has only been on the radio once. He's huffing and puffing. So, Echo, if Kingston has only been on the radio once and has probably never been to a radio station, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never been to a radio station.
So, do you want to show him the radio station?
What do you mean?
Well, here we are at the radio station. Why don't you show him around this room? Tell everybody that's listening what you're looking at.
Well, this is a studio filled with instruments and special sound.
What kind of instruments? Like instruments when you go to the dentist?
No!
I never heard of instruments when you go to the dentist.
Yeah, he drills you. That's an instrument, right?
Yeah, he drills you with, he like, when you have like a cavity.
Well, the instruments that I use in bands and stuff like that.
Oh, that's the kind of instruments that are here. What else is here?
This. That was a sound maker.
Oh, do you want to hear it? You guys, you want to show them? You want to show them this?
You want to sound? Look.
How do you even do this? Hello!
Look at these sound makers.
Hello! Those don't do anything.
Don't break it.
I did
it!
Oh my goodness. I just said that in the perfect timing.
excuse
Kingston.
You.
Kingston?
That was just from this thing.
All right, Echo, what else? What else is in the radio studio?
There's lots of, like...
What do you have on your head?
Oh, there is... I forget what they're called.
Well, where are they on your body?
On my ears.
And what are your ears on?
My head. They are headphones.
Very good, Kingston. A little help there. And what else do you have with your headphones? You're listening with your headphones. How are you talking?
With my microphone.
Kingston, do you know what microphones are?
Those things right in front of our mouths.
Do you know what they do?
Make your voice really loud when you put on the headphones.
Oh, it's the other way around.
Oh.
Blow backwards.
You press this and talk.
And Echo, if somebody just tuned in for the first time, tell them what they're doing.
Hello!
If you have... you are listening to... Radio Camp. Dun, dun.
Try talking to the microphone now.
Hold on, hold on.
Say something. Say something. Say just something. Something random in the mic.
Kingston, if you were on the radio, what would you say?
If you had to say something, what would you say?
I would say song.
What song would you sing?
What was that song about the cookie?
Oh, I remember that one.
Far away cookie.
I don't know how to sing that song, though. I don't know how to sing the whole thing.
Could you look up Far Away Cookies, Dad?
Far Away Cookies is the name of a song? Well, you guys talk amongst yourselves while I'll look up that.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Is there anything else in the studio you want to show Kingston?
Well, actually, I don't know.
Guys, hold on. I want to do something.
Hey, what are those flowers doing here?
They came this morning. Someone brought them.
Who?
Tom Skorimbus.
Oh. A lot of people are giving us flowers. They just gave us flowers.
That's the theme of today. It's Flower Day. Kingston, do you have a favorite flower?
Sunflower.
Sunflowers?
My favorite flowers are daisies.
Daisies? Do you have sunflowers at home, Kingston?
No.
No? What do you like about sunflowers? Do you eat the seeds?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
You just like the pretty face?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like daisies, Echo?
They just look beautiful.
You like how they look.
Hold on, guys. I'm going to make a
Did
very...
You... Cool... What?
I'm going to make a very cool sound effect.
Okay. Daddy, did you look up the song yet?
I did. You think the song is called Far Away Cookies?
Yep, it is. Here, should I walk over there and look?
Well, you stay there and tell me if this is the right thing.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like it is the right thing, but I'll...
I think it will be.
You think so?
Me.
Wait.
Yes,
yes,
yes
it is.
sunlight has gone and the green hills turn red.
It is.
And the day turns to evening somehow. And I'm thinking of you. No, you're so far away.
Wanting
you close
to my side. Oh, chocolate chip cookies so high on the shelf, hiding inside of the jar.
That was the Faraway Cookie song.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Echo, do you have any more questions for Kingston?
Well.
Hello.
Actually, no.
Why don't you ask about the what? Tell how you guys met.
Thinking about doing a book club in the summer, so we started it, and he came to the book club.
Kingston, what have you been reading?
I've
been reading the Magic Treehouse books, and I'm so excited. Guess what I'm gonna get on Monday?
What?
Harry Potter. And I also read the first two Warrior books.
Those books we haven't been reading in book club. But I forget the name of the book that we're reading in book club right now. I think my mom knows.
I did that just in time.
Kingston, when you read books, do you hear sound effects like that in your head? When they tell you it's windy, do you think about the sounds of the wind?
Sometimes.
Who let that bird in here?
No,
yeah, you make that bird sound?
Yeah.
Oh, and there's these
pirate ones. These are pirate ones,
yeah.
Have you read any books with pirates?
Have you? Have you read any books
with what?
With pirates?
Pirate books.
I read one pirate magic trails book. Pirates Past Noon.
Pirates Past Noon.
Mm-hmm, I think it's called.
And what was that about? The pirates slept all day and then get up until noon?
No.
No? Pirates get up early in the morning?
No. It was, you know Jack and Annie in the Magic Treehouse books?
I don't.
Well, anyway, they meet Morgan Le Fay in this book, and she is the owner of this magical treehouse that goes back in time and, then in this one, they can travel any place, and this time they go to the beach, and then the first time they just realize the treehouse is there, and they just hop in it, and Jack wishes he could see a pteranodon for real. And then
a pteranodon. There's dinosaurs in this pirate story.
No. It's in the first story. This is the fourth one.
Ah.
In the first story, he saw a book of dinosaurs in it. And hold on. And he said he could wish to see the pteranodon for real, and they just went to the time of dinosaurs. And then in this one, they meet the owner of the treehouse, and pirates take them on their ship, and they have to tell the pirates where the treasure is, I think.
And did they find the treasure at the end?
Yeah.
And what was in the treasure? Was it gold doubloons?
And
pieces of eight?
Yep, and diamonds, sapphires,
silver,
gold, platinum,
chocolate.
No,
Daddy,
bronze, copper.
Could I tell about a book that I'm reading?
As soon as we are finished talking to Kingston about his book.
And
you caught us off guard there. We weren't quick enough on our
rubies, I think,
rubies?
And emeralds.
Oh. All right, Echo, I think that's your cue.
Okay, so I've been reading a series of Whatever After, and it's about,
Is it about mermaids?
No, it's about, the series is about a girl who has a little brother and a dog, and they have a magical mirror in the downstairs in their basement, and it's
a magical mirror,
and it's old and broken, and there's a girl that lives inside there, and at midnight when they knock on it three times, the girl that lives inside there lets them in, and then the mirror takes them to a fairy tale, and they go, and the series takes them into lots of different fairy tales.
So how do you get into the mirror?
You knock on it three times.
And then you jump into the mirror?
No, and it sucks you in.
It sucks you in like a vacuum cleaner?
Actually, the book that I'm reading right now, when they went into the mirror, they described it as a vacuum cleaner.
Kingston, have you ever been sucked into a mirror through a vacuum cleaner?
No.
So this fairy tale has a vacuum cleaner?
No, it doesn't. It's just when they went into the mirror, they described as when they got sucked in, they described it was a vacuum
just like a vacuum. There's a mermaid one. There is a Snow White one. There is a, what's the one with the long hair?
Rapunzel. There's Rapunzel.
I'm reading the Rapunzel one right now, and
Rapunzel.
Wait, there's, and there's a Cinderella.
See, Kingston knows that one.
Yeah.
And there's
you've read Rapunzel?
Yeah.
And there's a Cinderella one.
Do you know what happens in the Rapunzel story? How long is her hair?
Almost as tall as a tower or something.
She's in a tower, right?
Yeah. And it goes all the way to the bottom of the ground from the window.
From the top of the tower?
Yeah.
And what happens to her hair? How do they... What
I
do they,
remember.
Do you remember?
The witch climbs up her hair through the window.
Yeah, and then one day when she finds out that somebody has been in her house, she is angry, and so she cuts off her hair. And she runs into the woods. And
she can't run into the woods, right?
I thought she's... Correct. Isn't she a prisoner in the top of the tower?
Yeah, because I think the witch said a spell that...
Oh, yeah.
Shut.
Oh, yeah. But...
She jumps through the window.
Oh, yeah, and she jumps... And so her hair is cut off, and she jumps through the window, and then she runs in the woods, and she runs into a big tree, and she gets blind, and then... And then the prince finds her in the woods, and they
in
get...
In the story I read, the prince finds her in the tower.
No.
And then he gets trapped in the tower, too?
No. What happened was that the princess was in the tower, the princess let down her hair, and the prince climbed up it, and when the witch found out that somebody was in her house, then she cut off her hair, and she... she jumped out the window, ran into the woods, and got hurt from running into a tree, and she got blind. And then the prince finds into the woods, and they get married and live happily ever after.
Is that how you remember it, Kingston?
No. I remember it like this: the witch does not run into the woods. Just when the witch is gone, the princess Rapunzel let down your hair, and he climbs up, and then at the end, she ends up with her parents, and then the prince climbs down her hair through the tower, then she jumps out the window, and he carries her to her home. That's how I remember it.
All right, maybe next week we should do our research and find out how...
Well, I read a different Rapunzel story.
You read the...
The original one.
And Echo, you've read the new version?
No, I actually forgot when I saw the movie Rapunzel, but I was telling what was going to happen, what is going to happen in the book that I'm reading, Whatever After.
Whatever After is the name of the series, right?
Yes.
And do you know what this one?
This one, the one I'm reading, is Rapunzel.
All right. Now, Kingston has the accordion.
My shoe fell off.
So I think we have one more. We have just a few moments left here. We could do a little song. Kingston, you want to play the accordion?
I want to play everything.
You want to play everything? Echo, what do you want to play?
I want to play a little tiny.
Okay, I'm going to play the sound machine. All the sound effects.
Oh!
closing out with a song today on Radio Camp. Echo and Kingston, what do you have left to say on this song? We have finished this week's edition of Radio Camp. Let's give Kingston a big hand.
Wait, where is it? Where? Lightning.
Echo, tell us when we can join Radio Camp again.
Next Saturday, every Saturday, 3:30 to 4:00.